It was snowing this week in 1967, and an imminent new BBC local station came on air early to cope.
This is BBC Radio Brighton, on the air for the very first time, over 2 months ahead of our official starting date of February the 14th. In fact, the weather conditions here are so severe and are having such a great and serious effect on our local community, it was decided that we would try and see if we could offer you an emergency service just at least during the period of severe weather.
BBC Radio Brighton this week, 48 years ago. More BBC drama this week, 75 years ago. A bomb at Broadcasting House.
Its explosion resulted in several casualties, some of them fatal. I had not been informed of the discovery. A wise decision, I think, since the knowledge would have had, I'm sure, the most disturbing effect on my delivery.
So very British. 1940, and Broadcasting House was hit by a parachute bomb. Five people were hospitalised, including some BBC staff, and one police officer was killed.
I've frequently been accused of having made some audible comment at the time, the nature of which has varied in the reporting from the blasphemous to the obscene. I didn't. The voice which was heard was that of the duty officer in the corridor outside who just said, "It's all right."
How well did he cope? Because of the damage, they moved the overseas service to Bush House, where it stayed until 2012. This week in 1964, one of the most influential pirate radio stations prepared to go on air.
The seventh there from the guitar reminds me to remind you that you're tuned to Wonderful Radio London with a clock reading 20 and one half minutes past 6 o'clock. And, oh, come in, do. And, the clock check reminds me to remind you that, yet again, we are going to go on the air extra hours tonight.
The early days of Radio London in 1964. It launched officially a couple of weeks later. It stayed on air just 3 years, but in that time it offered an early home for Keith Skews, Tony Blackburn, Ed Stewart, Tommy Vance, Kenny Everett, and became the template for Radio 1. This week in 1997, Ginger Media, Chris Evans and Apex bought Virgin Radio for £85 million. What a great feeling, buying your own radio station.
I mean, I paid for most of the computers and pictures on the wall and things like that. but I see, which I did. I used to come in to do the show, and there'd be boxes of new computers in the hallway. And because I own the station, I'd be thinking, do we really need those? You know, and that's not what you need to be thinking, you know, just before you come and do a show.
Virgin was later sold to SMG for £225 million, and then sold to the Times of India for £53 million. It's now with Bauer. This week in 1936, the king decided he'd rather not bother being king after all. Radio broke the story, and Director General John Reith said, "I'll do the continuity if you don't mind."
"This is Windsor Castle. His Royal Highness Prince Edward. At long last, I am able to say a few words of my own. I have never wanted to withhold anything."
A recording of the speech they pledged not to record. Reith stood aside to allow Edward to take the chair for that recording in front of the microphone, and as he did so, Edward knocked the table leg with his foot. I love the detail that we know. There he goes again. Careful, Edward. Another regal radio contributor this week in 1988.
"There was an earthquake in Armenia. And, of course, Mikhail Gorbachev, the man with which she famously said she could do business, was very concerned about it and cancelled the visit to this country. Well, staff on this programme were rather surprised when a call came through saying the Prime Minister was on the line. There was a feeling that it might be a joke. It wasn't a joke. She was there."
"We have on the telephone now from 10 Downing Street Mrs. Thatcher, who I gather has just heard the news, Prime Minister."
"Hello, good morning. I heard it on your news briefing. It was the first indication we've had, but of course we understand."
Margaret Thatcher ringing in to Radio 4's Today programme when she wasn't expected. That was this week, 27 years ago. She loved Radio 4, didn't she?
"Farmers and other early risers, listen to Farming Today. And so does this Prime Minister."
From the press this week in 1974, a letter from James Gordon, Managing Director, Radio Clyde. What does he say? "Some weeks ago, the BBC received widespread publicity for its claim that the total audience for commercial radio was less than 1 million across Britain. They did not substantiate that claim by publishing the figures for each station, although repeatedly invited to do so. I now have to hand," says Jimmy, an independent survey to specifications laid down by blah, blah, blah. And this shows that Radio Clyde alone has an audience of 875,000.
It's certainly different from LBC and Capital, who had started it off in the October of 73. And frankly, hadn't got off to a good start. And the rumour was in the advertising community that they had done research, but it was so bad they didn't publish it. So we promised that we would do research weeks 5 and 6 on air, come hell or high water. But we did the research, and we turned out with a bigger audience than anybody in the BBC. And I think, frankly, in all modesty, commercial radio turned a corner then.
Lord Jimmy Gordon, and he concluded his letter to the Times by writing, "I therefore invite the BBC to withdraw their previous claim and to end once and for all arid arguments about audience figures by joining in research by an independent organisation whose findings would be acceptable to all." And Jimmy's dream was to come true with Radio Clyde 261, all together. So, with the first transatlantic radio transmission 113 years ago.
Yes, there it is. The letter S.
Channel 4 asking Ofcom to postpone the start date for its speech radio service 8 years ago. James Naughtie's most famous spoonerism 5 years ago.
First up after the news, I'm going to be talking to Jeremy Hunt, the Culture Secretary, about broadband.
And EMAP to sell its magazine and radio business to Bauer for £1.14 billion 8 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.